joined by head coach Melissa Graves, freshman Allison Shortner, following the Terriers' exhibition win over Emmanuel. Coach, overall thoughts on the game?
I think the highlight of the game for me, especially, is just the defensive end, how we locked in defensively. We had a goal of winning every quarter. Last year, we didn't win every quarter against them, and we kind of took our foot off the gas. And I thought we stayed locked in and hit a lot of our goals in this game. So just, you know, I thought it was a great team effort, but especially on the defensive end.
Sam Robohagan, case in point. Coach, can you walk me through what your plan was in the half-court offense in the first half? It was pretty frustrated. Just kind of what was your plan and what do you think went wrong there?
Yeah, you know, we haven't been able to rep as much against zone. Not a lot of people have played us zone up until now, obviously. And it's hard to replicate with our practice squad. So I think we really needed the half to get used to, and we kept talking to them about the flow into zone, because a lot of times the zone makes you stagnant offensively, and I thought we felt that a little bit, like we were just getting stagnant. So if we didn't get primary, it was kind of like we were slowed down. So I thought we did a much better job in the second half just flowing into what we talked about, flowing into offensively, and getting into that a little bit quicker.
Jose Rodriguez for the Daily Free Press. In the first period, you girls ended in an 11-3 run, and how that momentum carry on to the second period as you girls began with a 5-4 run?
Yeah, is that for me?
Yeah,
we just kept stressing, and this was before the game too, defense. Like, we really had, our biggest goals were the defensive side, and we wanted to hold them under 40 points. You know, so that was always something that we talked about every huddle at halftime, and that really ignited our offense. Obviously, we had a lot of steals. We were able to get a lot in transition because of that and some easy buckets. Obviously, Allison ran the floor really, really well today. We got some rim runs there. But, you know, our biggest talking point was just the defensive end, and I thought, obviously, 11-3 run, that's what sparked that. So our defense kind of sparked our offense there.
Allison, what was the difference for you in the second half comparing the first half, especially in the third period? I believe you scored like 13 points in the third period.
Yeah, I think just my teammates really coming together, hyping us up to come out and have a stronger second half. And, you know, our defense led to offense. And so once we got some good steals and good transition, my teammates were able to find me, and it was just better from there.
Hey guys, James Noyes from WTBU Sports. I have a question for both of you, a little bit more general. Obviously, the last two games, the opponents have been very different. What can you take from kind of seeing both poles of the competition, and like what lessons can be taken from that?
Go ahead, Allison.
I think, you know, basketball at the end of the day is just basketball, so you have to have confidence coming out no matter who you're playing. Don't take anyone too lightly and don't take anyone too greatly. And so I think just believing in ourselves and knowing who we are and just coming out and playing BU basketball every day is just the ultimate goal.
I think when you look at the two opponents too, UConn was similar to them in the fact that they really collapsed into the paint. They forced you to make a decision and find out. If not, it's a turnover. You know, they would help off the strong side on any kind of post, entry, dive, drive, anything, they're collapsing. So I thought UConn, it was really hard for us. We were very frazzled. Once we turned it over against the press, we just kind of snowballed and we just kept turning the ball over. And it was really hard for us to find out against that collapse, where we've repped that a lot all year, but we really focused on it in film after UConn. It was a situation where we didn't have our best showing, and we just needed to learn from it and move on. So I think we were kind of, you know, tail between our legs a little bit, and then we got over it, we learned from it, and we repped a lot of finding out and making the right reads. So going into this one, I thought, you know, UConn prepared us a little more. I thought we were better in the second half of that game, but we were more ready, obviously, in this game.
What was the message at the half?
It was just continuing to keep the pressure on defensively, to not let up. You know, I think in some of these games, when you're up big, there's a tendency to take your foot off the gas and kind of be lax, where, you know, we didn't want that. We wanted to keep working on the details. That's a focus of us this week. A theme of the week is details, to continue to focus on that, and not let up at all. And when we're subbed in, to come in and make a contribution for those off the bench, which I thought they really did a good job. Hilder was one of them. I thought she had a phenomenal game today. CeCe, I thought, was great today. I think Channing did well in the post as well, but I think that was the biggest thing, was just no let up, no matter what the margin was, try to get back, look at it like at 0-0 entering the second half.
Yeah, Allison, I know it's obviously an exhibition, but you got a lot on your shoulders this year, you know, with Kayla Mee gone and kind of being the starter with Aneta out at the five. Just what does that second half do for your confidence?
Yeah, I think it just helps give me more confidence for the rest of the year to kind of know what I'm capable of, to continuing to play as I can play and rely on my teammates, and just, it's my freshman year, so just go out there and have fun and play with my teammate.
Coach, Cece looked great tonight, specifically on defense. She was dominant early in the second quarter. She had a stretch where, you know, she was diving for loose balls. She was taking on switches of any sort. Can you just kind of speak to what you saw from her tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that's her MO. She has a goal of being one of the best defenders in the Patriot League. And a lot of people don't know she picked 94 because it's 94 feet. She wants to guard 94 feet defensively. So, you know, she don't care as much about the offensive end. She obviously cares, but that's not her identity. And she wants to be a big defensive stopper for us. And so we always knew she was capable of that. That was a big thing we were missing last year with her out, was her being able to match up with, like, a Brona Power Cassidy from Holy Cross, like, have those difficult matchups. And that's what we are going to expect from her, you know, moving forward. But she just brings a great energy. She's really explosive. She's athletic. So, you know, I think I expected it to take a few games to get that under, because she has never played a college game before until this year. So really happy with her effort this year, or tonight, I should say, and expect a lot of things from her this year.
Yeah, Coach, after three games, just kind of where do you evaluate where your team is at, and how does it maybe compare to last year, which kind of a similar situation with all the new players and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about where we're at, especially, you know, the defensive end. I think we're ahead of where we've been in the past defensively, and I think a big reason I attribute is to our young players, because they bring a phenomenal energy that we haven't had in the past. Like, they're going to run through a wall, they're going to play hard, they're going to buy into what we're doing. Are they going to make mistakes? Yeah, but they're going to make aggressive mistakes. And I think that's the difference from my veteran teams in the past, who, you know, some were just stuck in their ways. So that's an exciting piece. And I think, you know, getting three games in now, we're continuing to work on the offensive end. And, you know, I see that getting better and better. And I've always said this, but my goal in this non-conference and our goal is to continue to grow and get better, so that we're peaking while we're in a Patriot League season.